I'll just say, yeah, welcome, welcome. I just to orient the recording. Welcome to the Arcturian full moon meditation in March, and we'll be doing the prosperity healing and then the prosperity meditation to bring in the gold energy. But before we begin, Petra, did you have a comment or a question?
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hello. I leave my, let me see. I'm not sure if my video works. Okay, hi. I'm
Hey.
in my car. I have a question because it's coming up quite strongly. And maybe I'm not the only one here. I'm having some feelings that my energy levels in my body, in my cells, and my whole physicality is a bit low. So in order to create prosperity in the physical world, you have to move out and, do make connections, do things, generate energy. But sometimes when your batteries are running at a very minimal level and they don't recharge themselves very well, and you're like barely getting things done in the day, and it doesn't quite regenerate itself. I'm wondering if how we can use today's meditation also to work on a physical, on the most basic physical cellular level, when you're exhausted and it's just not moving up anytime. So just wondering how you can, if you can say something about that would be helpful.
Thanks. Thanks. It's very, yeah, like you said, very important question in terms of our general well-being and also kind of our creativity and physicalizing, our work. And like I mentioned, we'll bring in the energies, the Arcturian energies. We'll probably do the full cleansing and energizing of all the chakras. But for in terms of those chakras, just for our physical kind of batteries, it's pretty much starting with the solar plexus front and back, we'll do a cleansing and energizing because a lot of times we may have emotional things going on, and it kind of collects in our front solar plexus if it's acute, meaning right up at the moment. But if it's been chronic, meaning continuous, it goes to the back solar. Now, what happens is from the back solar plexus, if there's been chronic emotional things, if we've been repressing anything and so forth, it can move up and down the back spine. So if it moves down, it can kind of congest our lower chakras, which is our body batteries. So that's why we will cleanse and energize the front and back solar, and then we'll cleanse and energize the navel, sacral. We'll do the perineum, which in some systems is the root chakra, and then the basic. And once you cleanse and energize those on a repeated basis, like I would, you could use the Arcturian energies. You don't have to re-listen to the recording, or you can re-listen to that portion, which will be in the beginning. Even daily, cleansing and energizing your lower chakras, plus the solar, then you kind of get a reboost, get those booster rockets back online. And so that will help with the energy, as well as those are the chakras involved with prosperity, that, for example, the basic.
Thank you, Jean. That helps a lot. Thank you. I appreciate
Yeah,
this.
thanks. Thanks for emphasizing that. Okay. All right, so this will be one continuous recording, so that people will be easier to access and download, and you'll just kind of maybe find the portions that you want in terms of the transmission and meditation. But why don't we get started now with the prosperity healing and transmission, and then we'll do a short break. Right. So we're tuning in to the divine, our spiritual guides and teachers. The Arcturian energies are also coming through, as well as we're here in the powerful full moon. And this is the first of the three most powerful full moons. We can also dedicate our prosperity and loving relationships to bettering the planet and those who we serve and who are in our lives. Also those who we might not be aware of that we're touching, as well as we're anchoring or blessing these energies for the entire planet where they most can serve others who are in need. We're starting with the Arcturian dimensional bridge to relax and center your system. Now we're channeling the Arcturian dimensional bridge to cleanse and then energize all your subtle bodies. That includes your physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine subtle bodies. And now the Arcturian full moon in March, prosperity, healing energies and frequencies are coming through. We'll use this to do a deep chakra cleansing on all the major chakras. So the divine healing energies are coming from above your head. And they're first cleansing, then energizing your crown chakra. Moving down to your forehead and your ajna chakra, cleansing and energizing deeply your forehead and ajna chakra. And the energies are disposed of by the angels and also into the nearest body of salt water. The healing energies are cleansing and energizing your throat and secondary throat chakra, and then your front and back heart chakra. The energies are fully extracted and expelled and disposed of in the nearest body of salt water, as well as the angelic beings who are assisting us. The divine healing energies and the assistance of the Arcturians are now cleansing and then energizing your front and back solar plexus chakra and your navel chakra. The energies are cleansing any deep emotional wounds or pains in your front and back solar plexus chakra. particularly those that might be leading to low energy, low physical stamina or energies. The divine healing energies are now going to your navel, sacral or sex, perineum and basic chakra. They're cleansing and energizing deeply your navel, sex, perineum, and basic chakra. The energies are completely disposed of in the nearest body of salt water. The healing energies are also now cleansing and energizing your spleen chakra, which is right underneath your left rib cage. Spleen chakra is involved with absorbing air prana that gives you life force energy and distributes this energy to all your other major chakras. Your whole energy body is now being cleansed by the healing energies. You feel calm and at peace. And now the transmission energies are working specifically for prosperity and abundance on our front and back heart chakra. We're clearing any resistance to giving, which is the cause of prosperity. Continue to deepen the cleansing and the energizing and building of our heart center, particularly around prosperity and loving personal relationships. The healing energies and frequencies from the Arcturians are now moving to your basic chakra at the base of the spine. First, cleansing them deeply of anything that would block your prosperity, any thought forms or karmic seeds that can be released. Then energizing your basic chakra, making it full and dynamic and healthy. Plus infusing it with wealth and prosperity energies. Continuing to deepen the cleansing and then the energizing of the basic chakra. Now the healing energies are doing the deep cleansing on any particularly thought forms or emotional states that block our reception of abundance and prosperity in our life. We're starting with any forms of poverty consciousness. Now the Arcturian full moon healing energies are clearing any particularly vows of poverty that we may have taken in this or previous lifetimes that may be now blocking our physical abundance or prosperity. Also in any of the multi dimensions. Now we're clearing any subconscious or conscious thoughts of low self-esteem or self-worth that would block us from receiving our success, prosperity, and abundance. Now the transmission energies and frequencies are coming across to integrate your system on all seven subtle body levels: physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine levels. And that completes the Arcturian March full moon healing and transmission on process. Come back to your physical body now. Moving your fingers and your toes. Coming completely back to your physical body now. When you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers. Hey. Take a short break here. Then after that, we'll do the River of Gold, Arcturian prosperity meditation, and bringing through the gold energy through our system and through our chakras. Welcome back. So we're going to do the meditation now. And if you can, you can be vertical. And we're going to feel like this gold river of energy coming down from above our head. This will be the divine and our guides and teachers, as well as the Arcturian consciousness and energies. And they're going to cleanse and then fill our chakras with gold prosperity energy, and also blessings of positive relationships. And yeah, you can just follow along, and we'll be going through all the major chakras that I mentioned. All right, we'll get started. So we're starting the Arcturian River of Gold prosperity meditation. If you'd like, you can gently put the tongue on the roof of your mouth. We'll start by making an anchor to the earth. You just go to your belly region and send your awareness to the center of the earth and just say, connect. Feeling solid, like a mountain. Then gently bringing your awareness to the heart center. Just feeling grateful for all that has been brought into our life. And bringing your awareness to the center of the head. And just connecting with your I am presence. And gently bringing awareness to the top of your head. And anywhere above your head, in your individual pillar of light. Now the gold prosperity energies from the Arcturians are coming down your pillar like a gold river, beautiful energy. It's coming to rest at your crown center at the top of your head. It's cleansing and energizing your crown center. The beautiful prosperity energies are now moving to your forehead center. And fully cleansing and energizing your forehead chakra. Gold energy is now in between your eyebrows at your Ajna chakra. Cleansing and energizing your Ajna center. The energies are now moving down to your throat center, filling your throat center with beautiful gold energies. The gold river of light is continuing down and is now cleansing and energizing your front and back heart center. Filling your front and back heart center with beautiful gold light. The gold energies are now touching into your front and back solar plexus chakra in between your rib cage. Continuing to clear out any stress energies, and then imbuing your front and back solar plexus chakra with beautiful gold prosperity light. The gold prosperity energies are now descending and filling and coating your central channel with its gold energy. And descending now to your navel center. It's filling your navel center with gold plasma light. It's gold, plasma, etheric energy representing prosperity and abundance is now entering your sex chakra. It's filling your sex chakra with gold, plasma light. The gold plasma energy is now descending to your basic chakra at the base of your spine, filling your basic chakra with gold, prosperity, light. Now imagining at the soles of your feet and at the palms of your hand, four spheres of gold energy absorbing into the soles of your feet and the palms of your hand, blessing the earth with gold energy, and also blessing anything that you touch with gold energy. Now gently bring your awareness back up to the top of your head. And then bringing your awareness to the first chakra above your head, approximately 15 to 30 centimeters or 6 to 12 inches above your head. And just being still and being aware, connecting with your soul's presence as it observes your body filled with gold light. And that completes the Arcturian River of Gold Prosperity Energy Meditation. You can think of any family, friends, people you know, people you can imagine, either where you live or on the planet, who need this gold energy. And you're blessing them through your thought and feeling and prayers with this gold prosperity energy. And before we close the meditation, we say a thanksgiving to the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all our spiritual teachers, guides, angels and archangels, and prosperity angels. We thank our higher self and our holy guardian angel. Thank you for your great, great blessings. You can gently begin to bring your awareness back into your physical body. Moving your fingers and your toes. Coming completely back into your physical body. When you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers. Great. Hopefully, you enjoyed the meditation. And just to conclude here, I just wanted to do a recap of what we said in the beginning. I wasn't quite didn't quite make the recording, but the main portion first is the cleansing for prosperity. We want to be aware of or use energy healing, for example, or the meditations and transmissions to clear any conscious or subconscious thoughts that might be blocking our prosperity. These can be poverty consciousness, vows of poverty, self-worth, self-esteem in terms of receiving. Also, any thought forms of stealing, which is kind of, I didn't mention, it's kind of the opposite of giving. So it tends to set the wrong intention that we want for prosperity. And then we want to energize ourselves by first, the law of resonance, and then the law of cause and effect. So, like attracts like. So, the having blessings or gratitude tends to attract for those things that are in our life, tends to attract or send out the same energies and brings more blessings. And then, through the law of cause and effect, the cause for prosperity is generosity. And so the focus on the heart center opening, kind of looking for those avenues where we can give, as well as the basic chakra, which is at the base of the spine, which is involved with physical living, being able to sustain ourselves on the planet, as well as energizing our physical body, both our bones, our sinews, kind of this earth element. So keeping the basic chakra both clear and healthy. So I mentioned if you do energy healing or the Arcturian healing method protocols, you can follow what we did here for your clients. But in general, you want to do the cleansing using any of the Arcturian healing frequencies or any energies that you use. You could do all the chakras, whether it's seven chakras, or I went through kind of 11 chakras if you include that spine during, I'm sorry, the spleen, front and back, and just cleanse and then energize, cleansing any thought forms of prosperity or negative thought forms towards prosperity, and then energizing. And you can just ask for gold, prosperity, energy in the chakras. If you wanted to do a shorter healing, you could just work on the front and back solar plexus, front and back heart chakra, and then the basic chakra, cleansing and then energizing with the gold energy. And then a second protocol is not to work particularly only on the chakras, but to do the seven dimensions. So cleanse and then energize the seven dimensions of your client. So that would be physical, etheric, emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and then divine, cleansing them of any poverty consciousness or things that would block their prosperity, and then energizing those subtle bodies with prosperity energies. Okay. And I'll just answer this question here. How long does it take to receive back the multiplied by 10, the amount we give? Have you had a similar experience? Yes, I think the best way is just to give those amounts, and then it will return back to you, and sort of release or let go of any time frame. That's the best state of mind, and then it'll come back to you very quickly. So that's kind of when you have less of a grasping for when the result will come back, the faster it will return. All right. And maybe we'll do one question here with Stamatis.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for the meeting. Hi, everyone. Aren't the Arcturians putting a negative energy disposal system without asking for it, without asking for this system? So why we ask for energy disposal, and why, and especially why we ask for a salt water system?
Yes, the Arcturian frequencies, yes, can clean the energy without necessarily using the salt water, but it never harms to say that when you're doing the chakra healing. Yeah.
Not necessary. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Okay. Yeah. Well, first, wanted to mention that I said this is the first of three very powerful full moons. So we'll also have another meeting close to this full moon in April, which is the strongest full moon. It's called the Wesak full moon. And then we'll also continue in this process so people can benefit from the energies, and we'll have a different theme each time. Anyways, first, I wanted to thank everyone for joining us, for bringing down the great energies, for bringing your energy and also your guides and teachers in both the outer and inner world. And thank you to Renat and Theo for translating, as well as the organizers in the Russian community. It's Danielle and Irina and Renat and Effie and Elsa and Theo in the Greek community. All right. Look forward to seeing you soon, and I'll post this to the podcast, the replay, if you want to use that. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a wonderful weekend. See you.
Thank you, Jean.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jean.
Thanks.
Thanks again.